Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Call yourselves Title Town? Are you kidding me?
That's fraud.
It feels like a gray area.
Spoiler alert, Canada. Cup's coming back to the U.S. of A.
There's way too much negative stigma attached to strippers.
I hate you guys so much.
My dog just shit his ass.
Hey, everybody. What is going on? It is Wednesday night. That means it is time for another edition of Craft Brewed Sports. I am Mike. With me, as always, is Scott. Scott, how are we feeling tonight, man?
I'm feeling great, Mike. I'm in my favorite place. How about you, bud?
I'm doing great, man. The Reds are just a complete train wreck.
They got two dubs over the world champs, though, man.
Yeah, two dubs over the world champs, and that's it.
And one over the Cardinals?
It's a horrible season. And normally, at this time of year, I'm looking forward to the draft. I don't even have anything to look forward to there.
Where are you going
to
go?
Where am I going to go?
Yeah, that's a good point. Where am I going to go? Just going to keep on bitching.
Just going to suck it up and take it. Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate it. Hey, but you know what you're not going to do? You're not going to wear a brown paper bag over your head. We'll kick you out for that shit.
I love the thing I'm mad at.
I love that.
How dare you wear a brown paper bag?
You will be removed from this site.
One of the 500 people that showed up. How dare you? How dare you?
You had the audacity to just show up and put a brown paper bag over your head. Get out.
We don't want your money here.
God,
Mookie is here as well. Mookie, how you feeling, man?
I'm here, bro. I'm alive. Really, really excited to talk about the start of the NBA playoffs. About a week away from the draft. I've been hearing a lot of great stuff coming up on that. Heading into another good weekend of soccer. So there's a lot of sports coming up. So I'm looking forward to it because we kind of had a week off with Easter there. So the weekend wasn't as heavy. So they really backloaded that weekend after Easter. So it'll be good. It'll be good to see some live sports. How are you feeling though, man? You excited for this FC Cincinnati match on Saturday? I think we have a chance to take a full 3 points at home.
Super pumped. Thank you, Mookie. Thank you so much.
Did I miss something?
I missed last week, Mookie. I missed you.
We got an awesome show for you tonight. We do have a guest hanging out with us tonight. Sitting in the speakeasy, Tim David. He is the GM of the new Cincinnati Fear. It's an esports team coming to Cincinnati. Tim, how you feeling tonight, man?
I'm feeling good. I'm happy to be here. I don't have a planned dialogue.
Then you're in the right place, Tim. You're in the right place.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on, man. We're super pumped to talk to you about Cincinnati Fear and esports coming to Cincinnati. It's nice to have a professional franchise that we can be excited about outside of the Bengals. What a weird sentence that I never thought I'd say ever in the history of the world.
Hey, this might be a bit of like a faux pas or whatever to do production live on air, but I could have sworn the Tank was coming out this week.
Did you just miss an entire week of your life, Mookie? Have you been blacked out for an entire week?
Goddamn feels like it, man. I tell you what. Holy shit.
All right. Awesome. Good deal, Mookie. Let's fire up the overly sexual music and let's find out what we're drinking tonight. Scott, what is in your mug this evening? And rated on the rating scale we always do, would you bang your beer?
I am drinking Party on Darth. It is a black IPA, 7%. And this is the second week in a row that your boy mostly bought this beer for the can art. You kind of came out there. But that is a picture of Garth, he of Wayne and Garth of Wayne's World, wearing a Darth Vader helmet. That was as far as I went. I had no idea what was in this can. And it turns out it's a black IPA. That's a thing again. I would bang this beer nice and slow. I would treat it with respect.
Good deal. Good deal. Mookie, what's in your mug and would you bang it?
I'm glad that you clarified it was Garth, because I could have sworn the way it showed up at the green screen, it looked like Chewbacca. So
yeah, it did. I got to make sure. That
yeah, apparently those silhouettes are the same. This week I am drinking Killer Boots by Verboten Brewing and Barrel Project. It is a porter style ale with caramel added. I had a lot of excitement for this one because this is actually the one that is Dumb and Dumber inspired. It's got the little dog car thing, wherever the fuck it is on the can, but it's not good, man. It is just not good. But I'm also going to go ahead and admit that this might be me, not the beer, because after being off for like 10 days and not having a sip, I cracked that first McUltra and about came my pants because it tasted so delicious, full of hops and malt. So it could be that I'm just that rusty with, you know, being able to flavor beer. So I'm still going to bang it. Like, let's be real. Like, at the end of the day.
Wait. This craft beer tastes terrible, but that McUltra.
Oh, my God, dude.
Full of flavor.
Oh, my God. The barley notes, the crisp finish.
All right, so it's clear that Drew lost his taste during COVID and hasn't recovered at this point. Good Lord, man. Tim, you drinking tonight? And if so, what are you drinking?
Yeah. we got the Cider Geist, Big Cider Boy.
Nice.
So, and it has always been loyal to me, so I would definitely take it out for the night. So.
That's a way to rep the company well, man. And that's not I appreciate your professionalism on that one. Checking in the comments, Gabe said he's drinking Tropical Beer Hug Goose Island Beer, 9.9 ABV Imperial IPA. It's a for sure bang. Robert Taylor says Anchored Brewing, sent by Liars.
Here we go.
15% ABV, good Lord. An Imperial style finish on hazelnuts, Madagascar vanilla beans, raw coconut, and sugar. He says, I would treat this beer like I would Patrick Mahomes getting drafted at number 10 in 2017. Awesome. I knew there would be a Patrick Mahomes comment here on draft week. And then Biscuit says he's drinking a Coke Zero. 0% ABV with natural and artificial flavors. Color
and I love that breakdown.
Hang on a second. Hang on, because my man Biscuit, you are in this one. First rap air horn of the day goes to Biscuit. Congratulations on that one, Biscuit.
I also can't believe, Mike, you hit us with the caramel and you got Madagascar right. What's going on, dude?
You missed. Did you forget when I've corrected my wrongs and I've admitted that caramel is the correct pronunciation? I'm on board now.
Did it happen today?
No.
Then I probably don't remember.
I'm drinking Moped, which is a blood orange wit beer from New Image Brewing. It says embarrassingly fun to drink. And that's the whole reason why I bought this one. And I am very disappointed in myself. Just like a moped, it seems like a great idea. And then you get out on it, and you're like, this wasn't that great of a plan. I'd say, how do you do? And then leave it alone.
How do you do?
That's what we're drinking tonight. Let us know in the comments what you guys are drinking.
You just friend zoned his beer.
You did, though.
Which is
Like, which is, it sounds like two out of the four beers got friend zoned tonight.
Yeah, this is a rough.
Oh, no.
It's very rare that happens.
Mookie said he would still
I would still stick it in. Okay. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, know. I'm not friend. Who am I to friend zone anybody that's entertaining me? Like, let's be clear on that first and foremost. But, Mike, which one did you have? Because I actually had the moped before and I had a very similar experience, but they got the different flavors of it.
Oh, this is blood orange wit beer. And that's probably part of the problem is it's a wit beer.
They've got the pomegranate, the grapefruit, the raspberry. I had the, I think it was the pomegranate. It sucked too. So at least they're consistent, I guess. Yeah.
Tim, you're a cider guy. What's your go-to cider?
Most of the time bars only have like, you know, reds or what's the, Angry Orchard.
Oh yeah.
So those are like the two I probably drink the most when I go out. But Rheingeist, Bubbles, and Zappy are my like probably two favorite ones.
Those are your keepers in the fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever do the Angry Balls at the bar where you you drink the Angry Orchard down the neck and then you put in Fireball and mix it and drink it?
Oh yeah.
Drink that way.
No, it's I've never. That sounds great.
Angry Balls is a fantastic drink.
Okay,
I highly recommend cinnamon and apple. Ooh, can't go wrong, man.
I have to try that now.
I feel like it's best served in like a crisp fall evening, but you can drink it anytime.
Anytime of day. You can have that at 9 a.m. before church. Like it's always time for Angry Balls. Tim, so you are the GM of the Cincinnati Fear. So let's start right here. Game Day Communications here in Cincinnati is starting this esports team. It's going to be the fourth professional sporting franchise in Cincinnati. So what brought this on? Why are we starting up an esports team?
Yeah, so, you know, during COVID, Game Day, I worked like some small projects with Game Day. At the time, I was working with Mount St. Joseph University. It's a small college on the west side. And I was their esports director there. So I would recruit students to come play for us on scholarship. And they would play League of Legends, Rocket League, Fortnite, were the three we did. And during COVID, Game Day is an events company. And during COVID, there were zero events, so they needed something to do, and so we did online competitive tournaments for games, Rocket League, FIFA, 2K, Super Smash Brothers, to name a few. And then further down the line, more colleges started to pick it up. So MSJ was the first in kind of the area. Miami was the true first one, but they're, you know, all the way out there. So so I'll say we were the first Cincinnati school to do it, but now NKU has a team, UC has a team, Miami has a team, MSJ has a team, and then you go across the, you know, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, everybody has an esports team now. That's the new hot thing.
Get your shit together, Xavier. Where's our esports program? Xavier.
We can talk. No. We know what's up. They're putting their money where the success really lies, and that's men's baseball. So just let it go, Scott.
Move as opposed to women's baseball, Tim, whoa, keep going. Whoa.
Title IX, bro. Come on.
Don't get there, Xavier. But yeah, we just saw that. I reached out to Jackie Rowe, who is the CEO of Game Day, after working on a couple projects with them. I was like, hey, I have this idea. There's a couple different city franchises in the United States. There's only probably like a dozen. There's multiple city teams called in Overwatch, but that's just one game. There's not many organizations doing it in multiple games, so that's what we're going to try and accomplish here. But we started in July, and you know, it's now April, and we announced April 7th, and I think now is a great opportunity because now we can do online events but also in-person events, and a lot of the schools, high schools even now too, have esports teams.
All right,
so
I was just about to say the fact that I was born in 84 has never made me more angrier than hearing full college scholarships for esports and high school esports teams. I'm so
this
mad right
would
now.
Have been such my jam if this was an option, and when we were growing up, I would have pushed all my chips to the middle and been like, Mom, I'm going to school to become a pro gamer. Like, this would have been happening, dude.
All right, guys,
I'm so mad.
I, I care about you two as friends, and so I just want to I want you to stop beating yourselves up, because I'm worried you're going to be a little too hard on yourselves about this, because I want you to remember the kind of people that we are in general. I mean, Mike, how did your high school golf career go? How much work did you put into that? What was your best tool to win?
I was really good at cheating. So
you were good at cheating. Yeah. So like that same work ethic and honor system that we possessed back then, we still would have applied to e-gaming and been the same mediocre degenerates we are today.
Dude, you don't know how much time I'm just telling you. GoldenEye. It was how, honest days work, man. In fact, I put more work into that than I did in my school work. There's no way you can tell me that it wasn't like invested time.
Maybe, left. but Tim, what is the training regimen for an esports gamer actually look like? Let's get that out there, because this ain't no light load. This isn't you just flip it on for a couple hours after school.
Yeah. So in high school I played hockey, and by junior year I realized I wasn't gonna make it in the college hockey.
Like make it to the NHL, or just
being further good than the end of high school. Senior year was gonna be the height of my career, and I
just
realized
pictured that. You like junior year like, I'm not going to miss the show. Right, I thought I had it.
No, so
said I could be a contender.
The games up until then, I played, World of War. I was a PC gamer by this point, so World of Warcraft was my thing, and then the game called League of Legends came around in 2012, 2011 for me, and that was the game I put a lot of time into, and still continue to put probably too much time into since
you're a pro now. You're a pro, right?
Well, I'm going to recruit pros to live out my dream.
It's part of your profession. You know, you're in the industry. Yeah, if you will,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
But in college, I took a year off. So this is 2015, 2016, and played 12 to 16 hours a day with 8 hours of sleep. And I did go an hour to the gym, but 12 to 16 hours a day is what I did. And I peaked at probably top 1% in North America, which is not good enough.
Oh, so you had your junior year of high school moment. Is what
all over again.
Welp, end of the road.
Yep. So I went back to college. I went into sports management. Cause I was like, you know what? Esports and sports, they're pretty close, not one-to-one, but you know, pretty close, and decided to try and get a career in esports instead. And it was probably a lot less stressful to do it this way.
So Mikey,
I mean,
Scott.
is that the average? Like, I mean, are kids doing 15, 16 hour days now?
They shouldn't be, but they probably are. That is not healthy. Would not recommend. Don't do that.
Well, I mean, like for a second there, everybody kind of,
but if you want to go pro,
everybody kind of was like, oh my God, I think at that number. And then I started thinking about, I'm like, how many times did it, the only thing that stopped me from going 15 to 16 hours was my mom being like, turn that damn game off and go outside. Like, I mean, so then I'd get that hour at the gym, quote unquote, hour outside, and then come back in. And then, run it back. So, I mean, like, I'm telling you, man, I was a pro gamer back then, just didn't even know it.
Yeah. But a lot of it, so there's gaming, you're playing the game, but then you also have to watch the games you played. So there's VOD video review. So you do video review to watch how you play.
Dude. Gotta watch the film, duh.
Watch the film. Yeah.
That's where I'm just like, you boys. Like,
what's the nutrition that a gamer has to go through?
Awful. No. So I was living at home. So my dad's a cook. So I got lucky with that. He made me food. I was in college and I lived at home.
Damn.
But yeah, if I did it now, it'd probably be just.
He was a college kid with a pampered chef. Like,
yeah.
He was breaking NCAA rules with his own personal chef.
I want to know, is there anything that you guys ever put 12 to 13 hours a day into for an extended period of time? Because I sure as hell haven't.
Now or back then?
That noise, like, ever.
Well, in college, drinking. There was I put that kind of mileage into drinking. So
I mean, seriously, again, between video games and TV watching, I mean, I'm right. I was right there back in those days. Like, that was my go-to. That was my jam. So,
So, Tim, you mentioned that that there's only like a handful of teams that are actually city-based in the professional esports world. Why did you guys decide to make it a Cincinnati team and not just like a game day team or something that's not necessarily tied to the city of Cincinnati?
Yeah. Personally, for me, I really want to promote regional talent. I still want our teams to be competitive. But being able to promote our, you know, talent in Cincinnati, even Indiana and Kentucky, because, you know, Tri-State, I still consider that an option. So one of the goals would be, you know, have an extremely competitive team who may or may not be from Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana. But then we have, you know, amateur teams who can we can give them that competitive experience, you know, giving them practice time, giving them tournament entries, you know, on our behalf so they don't have to pay for it. And LAN events as well, giving them travel benefits. And it's also just something I think a lot of the more traditional esports teams right now are kind of missing is that local fan base that, because a lot of the fans of, I'll call them tier one organizations, the, you know, the MLB, the NFL of the teams that are playing in the esports tournaments, they're a lot of the fans tend to be fans of the players and not just necessarily the organization. So if you're, you know, best player leaves to go to another team, well, you just lost, you know, thousands of fans because now he went to team two instead of your team. So hopefully we're trying to build a fan base around the Cincinnati Fear. We still want our fans to be fans of the players playing, but, you know, hopefully they have a connection to the Fear.
Okay, let me pose a hypothetical to you, Tim. Let's say you've got some regional talent that's doing well. You've brought him up from your, let's call it the minor league system, the amateurs. You brought him up. You've got fans who are invested in these guys. They love them. And then you decide that you need to make your roster match your payroll. So you start selling off pieces. Would you ever tell your fan base where you're going to go? I'm just curious. I don't know if I should get invested now or if I should just fail.
Get it at the ground floor, man.
We love every fan. We appreciate everyone's dedication and connection to the city. I will never ask you to go anywhere else.
What a great answer. If only every front office member of a Cincinnati sports team could know that basic answer. Thank you, Tim. Thank you
no
for
problem.
Restoring my faith in Cincinnati sports. I appreciate it.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
If you're looking for your next new truck, trust Rush Truck Centers, the nation's largest commercial vehicle dealer network. Rush Truck Centers has trucks in stock throughout the country, including heavy, medium, and light-duty work vehicles. Plus, they offer a wide range of programs that help coordinate, monitor, and expedite vehicle service and repairs throughout their qualified service facilities. Check out their online inventory today at rushtruckcenters.com. That's rushtruckcenters.com. Expect more from Rush Truck Centers. Please speak to your Rush Truck Centers representative for further details.
So, Tim, how do you go about finding, like, the talent? I mean, like, how is it that you come to hear about it? Like, I mean, is it like, are you tipped off? Do people come to you and say, oh, hey, I think, you know, like, what's the, I guess, recruiting process kind of like?
There's a bunch of different avenues, so I'll just kind of go through what we've been doing now. So I have actually gotten hundreds of emails. We go hundreds. Asking, like, hey, can I be a part of Cincinnati Fear? And those emails range from extremely professional to, like, one sentence.
That is a range.
My favorite bad email I got was this guy emailed me just saying, yo, I saw the link and thought I should connect. That was it. That's all he sent me. I did not respond to that email. But another guy sent me an entire, like, resume application of a team he currently has. And that is a team, like, we're now considering because it was extremely well put together. He showed me all his tournament results, all his social media followings on his team. So that's, you know, completely different way to approach the email, and, you know, I appreciated that, so I'm going to consider it instead of just a, yo, what's up?
Can we get Christian or Caesar, one of y'all, timestamp this for Scott so when he comes back later to put his resume together, he makes sure to hit all the points that Tim just outlined. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's going to be, hey, Tim, you up?
Tim, are there certain games you're looking for on that resume? Like if Scott busts out with the I've clocked 3,028 hours in GoldenEye and 50,000 hours in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like, are those a little weighted differently than?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who wants it in Madden 2005?
You have to get up to 2022, but there are professional Madden players.
Serious question here. Why isn't there a senior tour?
There should be a senior tour. You just blew my mind.
Tim, listen, if you need senior players to start the first ever senior esports league.
And imagine, hold on. Let's take this one step further. Since we're going to be the senior tour, which one of us gets the drink named after us? Which one gets to create the drink that then goes on to
it would be the Kaiser. I'm not even going to try to pretend. Kaiser,
yes.
And hey, here's the thing. If it helps our case for the senior tour, we can just pretend like we don't know what emulators are.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
So like we can make sure to kind of like play along a little bit. Like, hey, don't worry, we got you, Tim. We know what's up here.
These guys are true boomer hands players.
True boomer hands. That's right. Like, we can press most of the buttons, but after a while, things start to seize up, and we need a little break, or you know, one of those Midol or some shit.
Well, okay, weird one there, Mookie.
Dude, you never take Midol? It works. Like,
all right. So you mentioned you get these weird emails from these people. How do negotiations go then? Like, are you dealing with directly with the players? Do they have agents? Like, how is this working from the GM side of things?
Yeah,
to sign a player to Cincinnati Fear.
So the very, very top end players, they do have agents. There are esport agencies.
Oh
my God. We're probably not going to go directly to that level quite yet. But yeah, it is discussing a lot of one-on-ones with players. There are some players, even 16, 17, 18, who you'd want to recruit. So you're going to have to deal with their parents as well.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So but don't worry. I worked at a university, so I already had to do that part. So I'm kind of like used to that.
Do you get to talk to the moms?
Yeah, probably.
Dude, nice. You asked that question way too creepy.
That was way too creepy.
Like, come the on, hand
gesture and everything is
too creepy. Brand.
I mean, do you get to talk to the mom?
Yeah, as you said it, I was racing to get to the moving on drop because I didn't know where you were going with that creepy sentence that you just uttered.
Yeah.
So, Tim, you're kind of like a combination GM and like college football coach. You got to sit down in the living room.
On the couch. A little bit. The mom.
Yep.
It'd be a good place for her son to go.
Safe spot for your son. Oh, God. Do not worry.
Well, wait, when you say safe spot, the kid's not actually physically going anywhere, right?
No,
like, he still just sits at home and plays.
Your home is the safe spot for them to be while they practice to be on this team.
Our chat rooms are top notch. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, we were speaking with another GM, and he offered to outfit our house with fiber wire. Can you compete with that offer?
No, ma'am, but I will tell you, our lumbar support systems are top in the league.
Our gamer chairs are pristine.
Which is key, you know?
Like, I love the idea of, like, that being, like, how big this eventually gets. Like, mm-hmm. like that people, like, the coaches and GMs are in the living rooms of these kids, like, active. Trying to recruit him just like a football coach would. Like, I love that idea.
Biscuit says senior tour can only be played on an Atari and games have to be done by 4:30 because I have to go to dinner and get
First of all, we're going way too far with the Atari. Like come on.
I was
going
to say, yeah.
Nintendo. Like, they're going to be an Atari class. Like,
no, that's AARP shit. That's not senior tour. Like, there's a line and Biscuit crossed it. Sorry, dude, but... Okay, serious question here. Have any of you actually played an Atari? Like, not one of the real deal Atari?
No, yes. I haven't.
I haven't either.
Like once or twice. I mean,
my grandma used to whoop my ass in River Raid when I was a kid. She was a baller at River Raid, man. Grandma Jean could smoke us. We would go over her house and she would just be like, pick up them sticks and then just waste up them River sticks. Raid.
I was going to say, what kind of smack she talk, man? Give us a sample of that.
She wouldn't talk shit. How much shit talking goes on in these events, Tim? Is there a lot of smack talk going on in an esports?
There's a lot of talk online, and then as soon as people get face to face, they shut up real quick.
Even in the ones where they're playing on like the banks facing each other, I feel like I've seen some clips where like
there's there's some good pop offs, but
it's like a baseball fight though.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, yeah, that's a good, there's no punches. It might get, you know, a little face to face yelling at each other, but there's no, in my experience, they've been very tame.
What's the BO situation like in those events?
We've gotten better, sake, but man. Yes. I mean, no, that is like a stereotype.
No, I'm not even stereotype.
All the hard hitting questions. Why does it smell like bugles in here?
I didn't go that far. I just know when I sit my ass in a chair for a while, you know, things get musty and warm.
Wow.
Red Spice has a great marketing opportunity. I'll just say that.
Well, speaking of, like, obviously there's money in this, and as it continues to grow, there's more. Like, are there advertisers that are getting into esports? Like, who are the heaviest hitters when it comes to like advertising, like where they're like pushing really hard to be the first or the most prominent?
I would say Geico and State Farm are actually always dueling it out on who sponsors what. Okay. Papa John's is in on it. BMW, Toyota,
the car companies.
Gillette, P&G's in it too. A lot of the kind of internet services, your internet service provider like Spectrum. We're going to try and work with Alta Fiber here shortly on different kind of tournament sponsorships, or Cincinnati Bell and now Alta Fiber.
Hell yeah.
I was going to ask.
Spectrum. We're down with Spectrum here on this show.
Oh yeah, are we? Yeah.
You said Spectrum and I was like, oh shit.
This is Cincinnati Bell. This is the official podcast.
That's great.
Spectrum here in Cincinnati.
So wait, actually, real question on this. I'll try not to nerd out too much.
I love that. Wait, hang on. Hang on, Mookie. I love that you have to preface everything you say with real question here, because otherwise we know it's just you being a turd and dropping at our guests. So instead you're like, wait, real question, don't interrupt me, and here's
no. You see, here's I see your angle, but it's more like if people didn't know the nerd I am beneath, when I ask him what kind of bandwidth they need to get for their training centers, people would be like, who the fuck? Why is he asking this shit? But like, I'm legitimately curious about what kind of hookup do you need if you're going to run like a full, I don't know, is it like a, because they'll do the four by four team things, right? So you've got 4-on-4. Yeah. If you're doing an 8-person situation, what are you pulling down bandwidth wise? Like,
so that's the question. So I have a buddy who does big tournament organization. In college, at UC, we did a whole Fifth Third Bank. We just loaded that entire place with PCs. He set that up beautifully, and I have no idea because there were so many wires, so many Ethernet ports, cables that we had to bring in, generators.
Oh, dude, your cooling situation had to be brutal.
It was hot in there.
Yeah.
BO,
again. Assholes. Like, I know a thing or two.
That's why I'm surprised Frito-Lay isn't like a heavier advertising. Like, I mean, between all of their snacks and Mountain Dew,
I think
whatnot,
they did a couple of Call of Duty tournaments. Doritos and Mountain Dew always kind of partner together.
Well, yeah, because Mountain Dew had that one drink that was like the gamer fuel or whatever, right?
Yeah, they had game fuel. They did like Halo stuff with that and World of Warcraft.
It seems like Pepsi and Frito-Lay are both kind of like in there.
Coke sponsored the Overwatch League. It's run by Blizzard, but then Blizzard Entertainment had a big lawsuit. Yeah.
And, big old whoopsie.
Yeah, so they opted out of that one for a while. So we'll see where they go next.
Would you say that Blizzard had a Washington football team moment?
I don't know what that is, but I guess. Oh, yes.
again, I didn't say real question there.
I was just going to say, I was like, but were you kidding? Because I mean, you didn't preface it. So
here's a real question. Biscuit wants to know, how do you prevent people from using cheat codes and getting an unfair advantage? How prevalent is that in esports? Like, do you have a lot of people that are trying to gain?
Yes, it can be an issue, especially on console. Believe it or not, it can be because you can mod your controller, and if you're playing online, you can't really tell. You can kind of tell if you get, you know, instant headshots or wall peeking is a big one. But on PC, if it's an in-person tournament, it's very easy because a lot of the, if you're hosting a large tournament, you can, you know, work with a computer like Microsoft or HP or Asus, and then you can provide the PCs, and like you already have stuff, you know what's on those PCs already. But it can be an issue in online tournaments. Typically, if you've done enough, you can kind of tell, and you can call bullshit on it pretty quick. And as like a TO tournament organizer, you do kind of have to put your foot down if you truly suspect something's happening and just kick them out of the tournament. So,
have you had to do it?
I haven't had to do it yet.
Okay.
The tournaments we primarily do are Rocket League. Cincinnati Fear is going to have their first like community Rocket League tournament in May. It's on our social media. That's on Twitter if you want to go sign up on that. But Rocket League doesn't have many ways to cheat, which so it's really nice.
I wish I tried. I fucking terrible.
Cheating started really heavily about 2003 when Halo in the dorms was all the rage. I noticed all the headshots that I was taking seemed to be abnormal, and that's about the time when I think people started cheating.
I was going to say it's more prevalent in shooters for sure. The games now have anti-cheat software, so they can kind of. Typically, they read what your system has on it, and they can see if you have a cheat downloaded, and they'll just boot you right away. But some games have it better than others. Call of Duty is notorious for cheating. Valorant, another game, is known for having little to no cheating. So just kind of depends on the game.
See, you know, I don't think that cheating's that big of a deal. See, when we were coming up,
back in my day, in
those golden eye days, you had you had the quadrant like we have on the screen, and look, if you weren't good enough to kill me, and we could all see each other's screens, then that just meant you sucked. Like, I mean, that's the thing. It's like we didn't need to cover up the screens or be on different monitors. It's like, hey, you can see mine, I can see yours, and I'm still gonna fuck you up. And then did that shit. Like, it wasn't cheating. It was just how the game was played. Damn it.
I remember in Tecmo Bowl when you could see it would light up which play you were picking. So you had to like pretend like you were picking something
around.
Because like whoever you're playing against is like, oh, you're running with Bo Jackson. Got it. Okay, cool.
That should have been the play every play anyway.
Tecmo Bowl is where cheat codes originated. Like, let's be real. Between Bo Jackson and the random fucking coin flipper whenever you try to complete a pass. It's like, wide open, doing around.
I'm going to show up to the senior circuit with my old Game Genie in a briefcase, just gonna flip it up, which is even more old man to have a briefcase. But in my briefcase will be just the Game Genie. I'm like, all right, boys, let's do this. I'm here to mod some shit.
And Tim, you know what a Game Genie is, right?
No, I'm just laughing to join.
Oh, no.
Let me Google it. Game Genie.
Oh, my God. He's serious. Damn okay. Because I was going to say, because the interns didn't know what it was. And that's when we were like, wow, we are old. Oh, no. But
I've never seen this before.
Look, Google the original Nintendo Game Genie. That thing was gold. It was fancy.
Well, see, because it makes sense, though. Because when, Tim, you said you came up on like that GameCube era, right? By
this
that point, we had cheat codes
you
were punching in. Yeah, you didn't have to go that hard to cheat.
Speaking of interns, Caesar said in the private chat, there was recently a kid that got dropped by his university for talking too much shit in a Call of Duty tournament. Other schools are already asking for his services like a transfer portal.
There you go.
That's amazing. I really was.
What's I, the what's the best gamer tag you've seen? What's your favorite gamer tag? Because that's the other thing I love about esports is everybody's got their gamer tag.
Gamers are creative with their tags, man.
So my game is League of Legends, right? And the most cracked best player in the world is from Korea, South Korea, and his name is just Faker. But I think that's such a good name to have to be the best player. I love that name. I'm so glad it's not something stupid.
Well, so give us an example of something stupid then.
Big Dong 426.
I played a game the other day.
That's how it used to be when you was like in Call of Duty and whatnot. It's like, you've been killed by Big Dong 42069. Like, that's why people would do it. So it's like, come up with the most ridiculous name you could.
But there's some pretty uncreative people. The other day I played a game and like his name was like B-Ball Stardom. And I'm like, dude, you can be
Let's rate this gamer tag because Whitey chimed in the comments and said his gamer tag is Flirty Soy Boy. How do you rate that gamer
tag? It's like a 2 out of 10.
GM just blasted your skills, son. All right, he didn't even hesitate. Tim was like, yeah, it's a 2.
Whitey, if you want to try out, man, maybe start from scratch and get a
new identity. Let's just start over.
He won't be sitting in your living room to convince your mom.
Won't be convincing anybody.
Do you look at that? Does that weigh in your decision when you get emails and resumes?
Not
you
really. Like, listen,
we're going to have to change this name if you want to join.
I would ask them to change it, actually. If it was like really bad, I'd be like, look.
Well, that's because that's the other thing in shooters. There's also a lot of really racist.
Yeah, there's a lot of just
racist. I was just going to say, anti any group you can think of type gamer tags that are just not going to be able to use that in a professional setting.
Okay, let's we won't go racist, but what's the worst thing you've heard a 12-year-old say to you in the middle of a gaming session, Tim? Because that's why I don't like
Tim's like absolutely nothing because I dominate those fuckers.
My favorite insult I've ever seen is it was like, you're a clone trooper because you can't even hit the broadside of this barn. And I was just like, damn, that was creative.
Wait, how old was this person that said that?
I have no idea. I don't know who it was.
I was gonna say, I was like, because that hits harder from like a 9-year-old than it does from like some 25-year-old saying it. I have a 9-year-old was just like, man, you're a clone trooper because you can't hit shit. It's like,
I love the creative ones. If they're creative, I can like appreciate it, you know? Like, damn, okay, he got me. But if it's just like F you, screw you, damn you, or whatever. It's just like, you can be more creative than that, dude. Like,
I like the good old fashioned. Just take it back to your mom for everything.
Biscuit said his gamer tag would be the initials I used to put on the leaderboard. AFS. Old school classic.
He was that guy in the pinball machine.
Yeah.
Number one high score was ass.
ass.
All right, Tim, let's get back to Cincinnati Fear here. So I was doing some research and I found that there's like these incredible esports arenas that are popping up around these teams. Like cities have spent like $500 million on an esports arena. I read that I think it was North Carolina State just got like $16 million from the state government for an esports arena and a mobile arena. What's your plans? Are we gonna knock down Heritage Bank Center and get a badass esports arena down there at on the river?
Make Hamilton County pay for it too.
Whoa. Yeah, would you guys hate me if we got some legislation going?
No, I'd be perfectly fine with it. I don't live in Hamilton County. Make those fuckers pay.
Can the Cyclones still play there?
Oh, I'm a hockey fan, so absolutely we have to figure out a way to get a
minute. You'll share the facility.
We'll be up on the suites. We'll be in line.
While the hockey games are going on, you can have dual tournaments.
But no, we definitely want a space in Cincinnati. I can't give too much away, but we are talking to different kind of property management companies to see what we can do. I will say a lot of the colleges around the area have great ones. Miami has a terrific looking one. It's on their website. It looks beautiful. UC is going to officially announce their esports space in the 1819 Innovation Building. It's already there. You can go and see it. But they're going to like have a big celebration in the fall when the new students come in. So that's going to be really fun.
Oh, was that why there were all those Xboxes in that hallway?
Probably, yeah.
I probably shouldn't have taken that then, huh?
Oh, man. And then NKU, my alma mater, of course, after I graduated, added that into. So they also have a great space now as well. And a lot of the colleges also do, like, you have the esports space, then they have a broadcasting space as well. So for shoutcasting, podcasts, and just kind of different media stuff.
Listen, wait, listen, Tim, what? let's talk. How can we become the official podcast? Because look, we're always looking to sell out. So,
oh, absolutely, yeah.
Hey, what do we got to do? Where's the dotted line for us to sign up?
Joe, where's the drop, dude? You don't even
have to talk to our moms to convince us.
Like, oh, damn. That's a sell.
He might have to talk to the wives, though.
Yes. Now I get the okay. Wives might be a different story.
Drew, since you asked for the drop, here you go. Sell out. There it is.
The oh shit clip is actually my favorite one that you play. So hopefully that gets played.
I was waiting for it.
The old baseball one? Yeah, we'll talk some baseball.
We'll get baseball in there.
can we go back to what did you say? A shoutcast or something? What the hell is that?
So shoutcasting is just colorcaster, analytical caster. That's just what we call it, is shoutcasting.
Oh, when there's like an actual competition going on.
You just have two casters just kind of telling you what's going on.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
It's winter time. When temperatures go down, the likelihood goes up that your furnace and other appliances go down with them. So don't risk a costly replacement. Stay comfortable with coverage on the appliances you depend on most with the Service Guard Appliance Repair Program from Black Hills Energy. It's peace of mind in a plan. Visit blackhillsenergy.com/signup to learn more.
I would say the biggest problem with esports is sometimes it's not like super new spectator friendly. You know, they're always kind of assume you kind of know something. There are a couple esports that are very, very spectator friendly. I would say Rocket League is extremely spectator friendly just because it's a very simple concept. Get the ball in the goal with remote controlled cars.
Dude, why is it so goddamn hard?
I am trash. I'm gold at that game. My rank is gold. It is very hard.
Look, I don't got a problem with them being kind of like prohibitive to new viewers. I say GG noobs. That's what I say.
Get good.
But I mean, at some point you've gotta welcome in the new fans, right? Like you've gotta get the sport to grow. So
where are they gonna go?
God damn it.
That's gonna live on, Mike. That's gonna be for all time.
Hang on, clear out, Scott earned it. I didn't want to do it, but you already know it.
Well done. That was
good. So besides the shoutcasters actually being a little bit more welcoming to the new fans, how else do you see esports growing and bringing in the new crop of fans? Like, I know my kids will watch people play games on YouTube all day long if I let them. So it's almost like inherently the younger generations coming up are going to be more drawn to this. But how do you get the old farts like us to be like, you know what? I'm sick of the Reds selling off the team. I am going to start watching some esports. Like, what's the hook?
I definitely think it's just getting people to not only watch, but compete in themselves. So something I actually really want to do is do like a brewery tour where we bring games and they just get to play. You get to play at the brewery. So we bring esport titles to you, pretty much, is what I would love to work with the breweries.
That's awesome.
So yeah, you worked it back, because I was going to say, that was a good try, but not the right answer. But working it back with alcohol is, honestly, the answer to me is obvious, Tim. You know it.
No.
co-eds.
Oh my god.
Moving on.
Go next.
We can't take you anywhere, Mookie. We can't take you anywhere.
This man.
All right, Tim. Let's Scott, do you want to get into the quick hitters with Tim?
Well, real quick, just to put kind of a bow on this. So, like 10 years from now, what are people like? We know how esports are looked at as now. It's, you know, it's fledgling, and people still kind of poo-poo video games as like an actual thing or whatever. But in 10 years, what are people saying about esports leagues and specifically, you know, the team here in Cincinnati?
I want it to be an organization where, you know, people are proud of, and you can work here, not only compete, but also, you know, in marketing, publishing, casting, social media. I would love to grow the brand big enough to where we can really like be a presence, not only in the community, but also in the workforce. And, internships are going to be a big thing. I want the college crowd to feel, you know, welcome to work here, women and men as well. Definitely, I would say kind of there's a stigma for, you know, it's difficult for women to get into esports or gaming in general. Definitely want to be able to kind of cultivate that and help them come into the space. There's plenty of good organizations we can work with. And then in 10 years, hopefully Cincinnati Fear is kind of like a, you know, just a home name. Everyone kind of recognizes it.
You've hit on something here, because in the comments, Tank is saying, hell yeah, brewery tour of games. So I think you might.
I think it's a good idea. Yeah.
No, that's a really great idea.
It's a great idea. Fantastic.
Especially if this senior circuit can be traveling. That's where you're going to get this. You go to these breweries and you get 40-year-olds like us who are the perfect demo, and you bring in a Nintendo 64 and you have us boozing it up playing Mario Kart and GoldenEye, and next thing you know, we're all trying to get into esports.
Gentlemen,
we're
towing up on a great idea here, because I think what we're all talking about is you take what like an arcade bar is now
and make it mobile. Yeah.
No, I was just making an actual esports bar.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, sure. But I mean, making it mobile like helps, because it's like, all right, if you have an arcade bar, it's great, but you're stuck going there and playing the games there or whatever. If there's a traveling
version of that
would be amazing.
I'm thinking you'd like Top Golf it, franchise it, major cities, you go that kind of route. But yeah, you could also put it in a truck, I guess.
Biscuit wants to know about Twitch and whether or not it has an impact on the viewership at all, either positive or negative. I think that's coming from the place of like us old guys, where it's like, I don't understand Twitch, because I've tried and I'm like, I don't get it, man. I don't know how to grow on Twitch, so I just give up. So, but it feels like that's the, like between YouTube and Twitch, that's the way to grow your viewership, right?
Yeah, those are pretty much the two you have to go, I would say. You know, Facebook tries, but like, it doesn't really work.
Facebook's terrible.
Yeah, I personally don't like Facebook. So yeah, it's Twitch and YouTube. If you can't figure out Twitch, I'm probably just going to tell you just to like figure it out.
GG, noob.
Make an account, type in the name. It's plastered over social media. You can find it, I promise.
Tim ain't got no time to hold hands. Figure out Twitch, you noob.
All right, and Tank has another question for you. He said, how big of a roster are you trying to put together for the Fear, and are injuries a factor to consider? Besides Boomer.
Don't joke. Boomerhead. I was going to say, don't joke. Yeah. The early onset of carpal tunnel, you
so yeah, carpal tunnel is like the bane of esport players. My buddy actually has carpal tunnel. He's only 21.
Oh my god!
Damn.
That's gonna cost money.
He has to get surgery. Definitely, we keep trying to get him. But shit. No, typically there are teams with subs, but typically you don't really go with it. Roster size depends on the game. So Rocket League's 3, League of Legends is 5, Counter Strike is 5, Valorant is 5. Just depends on the game, and pretty much what you pick. You can pick subs, but it's just kind of an extra cost, and they're not always playing, and they might not have a social media following to really justify it. So it can be kind of difficult to to justify substitutions. So.
Well, and you mentioned too that you guys are looking to have like kind of some amateurs that are in there as well. So you will have some type of bench to pull from if something were to happen to one of the guys on the roster. Absolutely. Or girls, I should say.
So like a reserve squad, you know, like a football club might have.
Mm-hmm.
Mookie, stop trying to bring everything back to soccer. Stop it. Tim, while Scott looks, we make everybody go through the gauntlet of questions. They're quick hitter questions, real fast. First thing that pops into your head, we got to know whether or not we like you and whether or not we want you back on the show. How we do that. But before we get to that, I'm going to give you the solo shot here. You're rocking that badass Cincinnati Fear hoodie. And I want everybody to know where they can find you guys, where they can follow you, how they can follow along with the newest franchise in Cincinnati sports.
Yeah, so we have Twitter, Twitch, both are at Cincy Fear with a Y. And in the Twitter, we have a link tree with all our current links. One of the big things we're doing is a giveaway for a Secret Labs chair. So it's like a gaming chair like this. And you just have to put in your first name and email and your set. With that, we'll probably do a newsletter with that information. And there are multiple entries, so feel free to join that giveaway. That'd be great. It's on our Twitter as well. And then we have a Discord server where we post tournament updates, streaming updates, and just kind of what we're doing day to day. So I'd really appreciate. Yeah, and there's our website at the bottom there. It's still a work in progress. That'll be where our roster will be, and different information that we want to throw up there. So.
If I may, if we have recommendations, is there a finder's fee that we can take into account? If I'm like, hey, this guy's a pretty good gamer, maybe you should check him out, and then you sign him. Like, do I get that agent signing bonus fee?
I'll buy you a beer. How about let's do it. Your choice. Your choice.
Just well.
One more beer than you had just a few minutes ago.
Also, back all to right. The sponsorship thing, Mike. Remember, we have a shop that curates Craft Brewed Sports t-shirts. So, you know, if you need some merch, go ahead and sign on there and buy some stuff.
What?
Perfect plug.
Sell out. Buy some stuff.
Hey, we can give a shit away out here, man. We ain't no charity, all right?
Like, also, I know this is nothing to do with what we were talking about, but we sell shirts as well. So.
Hey, did you see Tim over there trying to plug his shit? Hey, why don't we plug ours?
Hey, at least I'm not plugging other podcasts, right? Like, shit.
Thank God for that.
Happens in the family.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet. All right, let's... let's cue the scary music. Let's get Tim into the hot seat here.
Oh,
Tim, we're going to give you the solo shot. Yeah, we'll let you see reactions here. We'll do it this way. Because you should be able to see our reactions to you and your terrible or potentially great answer.
Yeah, here we go.
Already writing them off, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, I just, you know, we got the... we'll see. Tim, I just have a bad feeling right now.
There's really only like three you got to nail. The other ones,
bullshit.
You know, they count. Right away.
You got to nail all of them. That's all I'm saying. No pressure, but tons of pressure.
All right, Tim, you ready?
I'm ready.
All righty. Plain cake donuts, yay or nay?
Nay.
Good answer.
Starting off good.
All right, you're winning me back.
Bat flips, yay or nay?
Yay.
Yes. Okay.
Come on, Tim.
Tim.
Do you button your shirt from the top down or from the bottom up?
Bottom up.
That is nailing us, Tim. That is the correct answer, Tim.
Staying in the same vein, do you zip your pants and then button, or do you button and then zip?
Zip and then button.
My man is 4 for 4 out here. He is.
You were so close. You are so close. Nearly perfect.
Tim is crushing it. Shut your mouth. All right. Hold on a second. I lost it because I was too busy.
We're running victory laps.
Accidentally. My boomer ass accidentally minimized the window and lost it. Hold on a second.
Oh, God. Scott tore an ACL in the second quarter field goal.
Okay. All right.
Senior tour.
Senior tour. Yeah.
We do laps, but we got to stretch. All right. Are IPAs just pumpkin spice lattes for white dudes?
Yes.
Good answer. That's correct.
Tim, 5 for 5. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Oh, damn it.
That was one of the three, Tim. That was one of the three.
All right, let's try to get back.
Let's try to bring her back here. All right, let's go back. Pineapple on pizza, yay or nay?
Nay.
I'll take that answer.
That's fine. I don't remember down by that one as much. Chicken wings, all drums or all flats?
Flats.
Correct answer.
Good answer. Good answer.
All right, Tim, be careful on this one. Okay. This is a contentious one here on the show. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Correct.
Correct answer. Correct answer, correct. Tim. Wow. Tim, you're back, man. You're back.
All right.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
What about New Coke?
I don't know what that is.
Always coming out with...
Right answer.
Mookie's like, what about Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah, what about Crystal Pepsi?
All right, and our final two coming down the stretch here. Jordan or LeBron?
Jordan.
Correct answer, Tim. Good answer. I love good you, answer. Tim. All right, and the final one, this is the biggie. Topanga or Kelly Kapowski?
Topanga.
Tim,
there
my
is
man!
No, there is
Tim,
no wrong answer on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, there is no wrong yeah. answer. Tim, you now, might be the best at answering those questions we've ever had on the show.
Scott, you left one out.
Did I?
About that's Eldrick.
Scary. Oh, I no, I deleted that one because we don't care anymore. That's we don't care anymore if Tiger's
bad. All right. Well, Tim, I guess since
Tim,
Scott is happy,
you killed it.
You've earned it.
Yeah.
Cheers to you, Tim.
I'm not necessarily on board. That hot dog sandwich question really hurt.
The only one you lost me on was the Die Hard
Christmas
movie.
That seemed to be a long one. Yeah.
That was the only slip up as far as that.
That's fair.
Well, why did you nail it? You killed it.
Tim, you're going to hang out, right, for the rest of the show?
I can hang out. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't know how much input I'll have. But
wait, we had other stuff than this.
We got other crap.
Tim, it's surface level stuff anyways. We don't know what we're talking about. This is Let's all. Go. Biscuit said you won me as a fan when you said no.
Hell yeah.
And then Robert Taylor said zip, then button people are weird.
I'm weird. I don't care.
The thing is you need a button to see if you can get your fat stomach in the pants. You can zip all day and still not get that button closed. So why not start with
the confidence booster? The zip is the confidence
booster. Yeah, it is. Not only that, do you realize it feels like every single time I do button, I forget to zip. Because I'm so used to zipping first. And then I go walking around, I'm like, there it is. I forgot my fly.
Okay, this is the first time you've ever explained it this way. And now I see your side of things. Why you would zip first, then button. Because that's the sole reason.
Yes.
You know what? I'm not as against you on this one.
I can't believe that that's never come out until now. Like
literally just said that for the first
time. No, I know. And I can't believe that I've never brought that up before. Like, that's
the most coherent argument for it. You're just like, you're weird. You button and then zip.
Yeah, you're right. I never did give it an actual reason. I did just like, what are you, freaks?
Let's talk some football. Tim, you like that drop?
That was good.
Right?
Wait, is there a Tecmo Bowl league? There's got to be, right?
There's probably something out there.
No, because I tried to say Madden 2005, and you said I got to get all the way up to 22.
Yeah, that was better for it. That was so retro that it might be like a thing.
They're releasing the Tecmo Bowl game with modern rosters, though. Like, there's active development for Tecmo Bowl. Real question. Did you guys know that? Really not. Like, moving on. God damn it.
Is Ryan Tannehill
okay, wait, hang on. Man? Hang on. Let's do this. Sip, chug, drain, pour. Senior league esports league. Tecmo Bowl, Mike Tyson's punch out. Ooh. Or give me a third one to add into this one.
No, that's too easy.
Are you doing sports? Are you staying
with Gretzky's hockey?
Ooh, yes, NHL 94. Yeah. NHL 94.
Ooh, I was an NHL 95 or 96 guy, but okay.
97.
I mean, that's fine. But 94 was pretty badass because that's when you can make Wayne Gretzky's head bleed.
It was also in Swingers.
It was, yes. So NHL 94, Mike Tyson's punch out, or what did I say? Tecmo Bowl. Sip, chug, drain, pour. Tim, that's our version of Mary, fuck, kill. So you gotta sip is Mary, bang is chug, and then kill is drain, pour. Scott, sip, chug, drain, pour.
I don't like doing this, but I'm going to drain, pour NHL 94.
Wow.
Yeah,
what?
It's a tough call, but it's something about playing Tyson. Like, I'm going to chug punch out because that game used to piss me off something fierce. But I always kept getting drawn back to it. And then I am going to go on ahead and sip softly on the last one.
On the last one?
I was like, hold on a second. Wait a minute. What was the other one?
Yes, going back to that senior league, I feel like Scott is really proving his credentials for it tonight, guys. He's making a hard look. I don't want to tell you how to do your job, Tim, but if I've ever seen a candidate that doesn't even need an interview, it's Scott for the senior tour.
This is the interview.
This is the interview right here. You're getting it all.
I would go. All right, so I would sip on Tecmo Bowl. I would chug on NHL 94, and I would drain, pour, punch out. And the only reason why is that's the only non-two-player game that I listed, and it doesn't make sense for an esports league to have a non-two-player game playing. So you got to drain, pour that one just on logistics purposes.
Have you heard of speed running?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God, like speed runs are game? Insane.
Okay.
Oh, so there can be a speed run of any game.
It's a category.
Yeah.
You can speed run the game. People can play Mike Tyson's punch out blindfolded.
What?
And beat the game. Yes.
Just based on the sounds?
Just based on the sounds and timings.
That's unreal.
See, yeah. But that goes back to what we were talking about pre-show, where the games back in our day when we were growing up were so much easier because the algorithms were so much simpler. The shit that we have to play now, Scott, the skill you show when you hit a home run in the show today compared to what we had to do back in the Super NES days, like, we as gamers ourselves have matured. So no matter what any of these other young punks have to say,
I just finished my 162 game season today, and I finished the season with 324 home runs. So my skills are still intact. I led the league by 80.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, and see how much more the elevated level at which you're competing now in that, like. And also, was your guy by any chance named Dinger, last name Slinger?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is just my Braves franchise one year. As a team, I had 324 home runs.
All right, let's get the professional opinion here. Tim, sip, chug, drain, pour as an esports league. Mike Tyson's Punch Out, Tecmo Bowl, or NHL 94?
So I have to sip Mike Tyson's Punch Out because of the speed run.
Okay.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. Chug NHL 94 and drain pour your tech mobile.
Damn, that's harsh, man. Why?
No, here's the thing.
Because he so first ever, ever was Nintendo 64.
Because it's a shit game. That's why.
No, it
belongs to the drain. That game is so random and frustrating. It's worse than Rocket League.
Here it is. He's proving why he doesn't like it, because he sucks at it. There's a ton of games that I don't like.
I will 100% admit that. But again, as a guy who played multiple seasons of Tecmo Bowl in my office back...
Fire it up, baby. This is a hot-ass take, Mookie.
Oh, my bad.
Fire it up.
I've played multiple seasons where me and the guys in the office, I used to work at a gaming company, and we would play legit seasons of Tecmo Bowl during the football season. So what we would do is we would do a draft during NFL preseason where we would determine the draft order either based on your finishing the year before, or if you're a new employee, we'd figure out a way to work you in. You drafted the teams, but they were with the old ass fucking rosters when we first started league because they hadn't relaunched the game. And you had to draft the team and then played a 16-game season to try to win the Tecmo Bowl championship. We'll just say that HR at that place was extremely lax and loose based on the stuff that went on. The only two times I almost ever got fired after breaking serious important software multiple times was when I broke shit and cussed my brains out in my office because of Tecmo Bowl and its seemingly nonsensical decisions when you meet someone in the hole and you're Bo Jackson and you're trying to get tackled by Mike's smaller cousin and somehow you lose 2 yards every time. It is infuriating and a terrible, terrible game.
It's a hot take, Mookie, but Tank is correct in saying Mookie is high as an elephant's tusks with that Tecmo Bowl hot take. It's a hot take, but it is a wrong take.
Tecmo Bowl is terrible. There is no skill involved. Just not, you might as well go play slots.
That's what people, again, this is what people say when they need to GG.
But again, Scott.
Biscuit is chugging Tecmo Bowl, sipping Tyson and drain pouring NHL 94.
That's the correct answer. That is
completely wrong. Completely.
That's the one I know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Looking for a particular truck part? Then look no further. The Rush Truck Center's All Makes Parts catalog features more than 16,000 of the most popular All Makes parts from top suppliers in the industry and with quality brands you know and trust. And at 164 full-color pages, this is their biggest catalog yet. Our friends at Rush Truck Centers have great deals for you all year long. Check out their monthly parts and service specials in-store and online. And when you're ready to order, shop online with Parts Connect at RushTruckCenters.com. Expect more from Rush Truck Centers.
That's Mookie. I can't believe you just said Tecmo Bowl is a terrible game.
It's so bad. Know. 5 years, Mike. Five fucking years, and my win percentage was like 200.
That's
and there
a
were
you
even years
problem.
That
I
no, it's not a fucking you problem. I would execute the same game plan as the previous year's champion with the same team and completely upside down.
Oh, I can't figure this out.
That's a large sample size. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
I was say 5 years.
5 years, dude. 5 years.
Yeah, the writing was no longer on the wall. It was just there, crystal clear. You sucked.
Mobile. It's not that.
Because there's no logic to it.
You could randomly pick the opponent's play and you'd stuff them. Like,
you know, and here's the funny part. You say that like I didn't try that as a fucking strategy 1 year, and it worked out no better than the other season.
You're just bad. All right, football talk. You guys excited for the NFL draft?
Nope. Real quick, more football talk. So while we're talking about office playing football shenanigans, the only time I ever experienced any video games at work like that, we did, and this would have been senior year of high school, so I guess it would have been Madden 04 probably. Well, anyway, I think Torrey Holt was on the cover. We drafted our teams. There was four of us, and it was me and my manager who were the best, so we made it to the finals. And I played him, and I had Torrey Holt, and I kept running one of the same plays that he couldn't stop, but I couldn't stop him. I won off of running the same play, and the only time I ever saw my boss do something that he probably should had no business doing was as soon as I beat him, he threw the controller, kicked over some of the inventory boxes, and was like, "God damn, fuck this shit." He was so pissed. It was one of those, like, I'm sitting there trying not to laugh, like, holy fuck, am I gonna get fired because I just beat my boss in Madden? Oh well, I also love Worth this it. Moment.
Could you Dude, imagine that rage? HR lawsuit? Whew.
How much rage have you seen at like tournaments? Do guys rage out when they lose in a tournament, or are they more calm and composed after a big loss?
So the biggest rage is I've seen. So I also play like kind of on a side Super Smash Brothers Melee. It's the GameCube version.
Yeah.
Right. There's been a couple controllers thrown into the ground repeatedly if you beat someone. Typically at like really organized tournaments, it's very kind of like, okay, handshake, polite. But like at the very like grassroots, you know, you're playing in some arcade back room, like that's where,
man, you want to talk about grassroots, just let's go back in time to just me and Mike Kaiser playing growing up. And we just had this conversation about it the other day. It's like, man, it was fine to throw and smash controllers when they were $20 a piece, but now that they're 80, it's cost prohibitive to break these controllers. I find myself really something else.
Yep. Yeah, like now, like so, like to play Melee, you need a GameCube controller, and like those run you like $70-$80 per.
Yeah.
Like this, I got one right here. Like this one's like $90.
Yeah, you're not throwing that one down.
This one's okay.
What I don't understand is why aren't the gaming companies still manufacturing some of these older games that aren't archaic? Like the GameCube doesn't strike me as that old that they couldn't bring it back manufacturing wise and just do smaller runs to keep the price that high, but at least let us get some more of the inventory. You know what I mean? Like,
I would love that for sure. But Nintendo's been like known for just not being supportive in like any of their games for the esports
past,
basically being a bunch of a bag of dicks, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like a better word.
I don't know the commenter. I don't know this gamer tag, but he said should watch some Call of Duty tournament shit talk.
Those are fantastic, dude. Fantastic.
I feel like that's got to be just a YouTube rabbit hole I can go down of jokes.
I feel like that's a league in and of itself. Like, you can be really good esports gamer, but it's another realm to be a good shit talker while playing the game.
Can people put that on their resume for you, Tim? Like, listen, I might not have the best record, but
I talk a mean bag of shit.
I can back role player.
What was the
in the Jordan documentary? What was it? It was like, I respect someone who can talk shit when it's 0-0. Like, hell yeah.
Or absolutely. Hey, you're a big hockey guy. Every team needs a goon. Demoralizes the other team by talking shit.
True.
God's angling for the third chair to just be like, listen, I'm gonna die immediately, but I'm gonna so much shit. It's gonna be great.
I'll run around and make them expose their position so y'all can swoop in, and then I'll just give them an earful so they can't concentrate.
My kill to death ratio ain't shit, but I got in their heads. I got my fucking heads all game, baby.
Yo, I'm living rent free all over the motherfucking place.
Biscuit wants to know, Tim, what do you think the best old school game system is? And then let's break it down. So let's go from Atari to N64. We'll call old school. Tim's like, pass. Pass.
You already know my name. It's N64.
So N64, you would consider old school still, Tim, right?
First one he had, so of course.
Well, and N64 is, I would say that's old enough for us, too. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, that's like old school 10, for us.
9 or 10
like,
when that one came out. So,
that's
for sure.
I would say
all kinds of games, like, you know, just not just esports titles or anything, but just, like, any kind of game on the system. So, like, Banjo-Kazooie, Donkey Kong 64, Super Smash Brothers, the first one, Zelda. N64 had it. Yeah.
64 was legit. Okay, yeah. So then from what would you say would be the next mid-tier after 64? I don't even know.
I'd say like GameCube, Wii, PlayStation, PlayStation 2, Xbox 360.
All right, so you're putting 360 in the mid-tier and not so much the new tier. Mookie's laughing. Why are you laughing, Mookie?
You got to put a Biscuit's comment.
Oh, I see. I play games like Barry Horowitz, but talk shit like Rick.
That's fantastic.
Rick, the wrestler guy. Am I wrong here?
You're right. Yeah, Rick. Okay. And he talked mad shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He still talks Dean Ryan.
He's old. All right.
So mid.
Yeah, he's got all the boomer hands.
I love that. You can use that. That's not.
I'll
be using them later, man.
I was just gonna say. Every time I do something now, I'm like these fucking boomer hands.
All right, mid tier system. What's the best one you got?
I gotta say, 360. Xbox 360. I'd say that or GameCube. Mm. I played a lot of GameCube, but 360 had Halo, and Xbox had Halo.
That's true.
So like that was the game.
Yeah,
in high school and into college.
Okay, and then the best of the new age systems.
So for me, I'm gonna be like a cop out answer and say PC.
I knew he was going there.
I knew. That's the sign of a professional damn gamer.
It is. The PC gamers are the ones.
I can play anything the PlayStation or the new Xbox has on this thing. So.
All right.
Tank said Tank went with SNES, PS2, and PS5. I do love some Super Nintendo. That was they had some great games.
Super Nintendo is still GOAT, man.
Dude, I loved my Genesis though. Like that was the first thing I
loved
got.
My Genesis. I loved my Sega. Here's the funny part: I never even owned a Super Nintendo, but everybody I knew did, so it felt like I did. But I had a Sega Genesis, and I mean, I loved it too.
Oh yeah,
it just. Super Nintendo had that catalog that you just couldn't get. Like the original Nintendo's own catalog is just so unique because you can't find it anywhere else that they always are going to suck you in with the games that they make.
Super Nintendo had Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball, and that's all it needed for me.
exactly. Jr.
Wait, Mike, if we're going to talk baseball real quick, you want to.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, hang on.
Oh,
we
gotta make Tim's favorite. I'm just looking at the clock. Like, you know, clock's ticking. I don't want to.
We're fine.
I don't want Tim to miss out on his favorite. That's all.
Yeah. All right. X says I would go N64, Xbox, and Switch if I had to choose only consoles. There's another professional gamer right there. Just like, but really, it's PC. that's where the real game is done.
All right,
for you noobs real question. With your consoles.
Real question here, and it's a two-parter, Tim. Question.
Uh-oh, a real question with two parts.
Two parts. Part one, if you feel comfortable sharing, what does your professional gaming rig cost and what are its specs? And part two, how often are you at Micro Center?
So I built this pre-COVID, which is important.
It's very true. Yes, it's a very clear distinction.
it cost me probably $1,600.
Oh, solid.
That's reasonable.
It's hand built, so it's like it wasn't a pre-built. So picked up 2070. So it doesn't have the 3060, the hot one right now. I think it's an i5, but it's like the last. Very last i5 processor.
The last good one.
Yeah, yeah. But if this was post-COVID, it'd probably be around $2,500.
Oh, easy.
All the prices just...
Oh, hands down.
Boom.
That's if you could even find the parts.
Oh, if you could even find the parts. And then Micro Center. Love Micro Center.
Oh, my God, right.
We have one in Cincinnati, which I'm super happy about.
Is Tim a co-ed to you? Like, calm down.
I mean, to be honest, yeah. Like, I'm feeling the same kind of emotion.
I've my never heart seen is picking up a little bit. Micro Center is sexier than co-eds. He's like, oh, Micro Center.
Because I have a shot with Micro Center.
I had a trip to Las Vegas, and I didn't have a laptop. I went to Micro Center specifically to find a good laptop, so I'd have a laptop in Vegas. I still needed my computer when I was in Vegas.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you do. Are you kidding me, man? Like, you can't get rusty. Like,
Jared said he's never seen you this focused before. Like, you are zoned in tonight, my man.
Look, I'm looking over here at like my workbench and the amount of just shit I have hardware wise laying around. This is my happy place.
All right, let's nobody cares about the NFL draft. Let's talk baseball.
Here's the pitch. Oh shit.
That was for you, Tim. There's not much going on in baseball this week. The Yankees letter came out that was just like
it was Yankees a nothing burger. I was so disappointed.
What?
They fought to have this letter sealed and they were like, no, we can't release it. And then they released it and it was just like, oh yeah, you cheated when everybody knew you cheated. And that was it. That was basically the end of the letter. It was really ridiculous. All hype. Lame. But there was one story that came out, and this was the craziest thing I've ever seen in baseball history. There was a college team, Kansas Wesleyan, who playing Bethany College, I believe, and they found paint thinner in their water coolers. Like, they opened up the water coolers and realized somebody had put paint thinner in. This is the second half of a doubleheader, and they're playing at Bethany College, and the home team supplied the water for the visiting teams because obviously you're not going to come with your own water coolers on a road trip.
Well, you might come with your own coolers, but not your own fucking water.
Right. So, like, they give it to the home team to fill up. So they fill it up, and they notice that there is paint thinner. It is now an investigation. It's been open. Police have been involved in this. The athletic director of Bethany is looking into it. The best part about the story, though, was Kansas Wesleyan ended up going on to defeat Bethany in that game. And I got to look it up to make sure I have the right score. There it is, 33-2. They whooped that ass after finding paint thinner in their water. And that's part. What nobody's talking about with this story, this is the second part of a college doubleheader. That's seven innings, fellas. They scored 33 runs in seven innings.
Man.
It wasn't even a full nine. Oh my God. I love this story. I'm an instant Kansas Wesleyan fan after that one.
Yeah, I got to apologize to Xavier Men's Baseball, but you got some competition, man. You got to show me something here.
Cause... You got to stop calling it Xavier Men's Baseball. It's going to irritate the fuck out of me, damn it. You son of a bitch.
But Scott just flows off the tongue. Xavier
Men's Baseball. What's that Xavier Men's Baseball team record right now, Mookie? How they looking?
You know, they're turning around. They've grinded out some tough conference series.
They've been turning around all season. Yeah.
Is Xavier's been baseball? Is that where you went?
Yeah, we're all Xavier guys.
That's okay, why I was cursing.
No.
We're not having an eSports.
Bill Castellini told you to go somewhere else. Is that where are we now?
Yeah.
Is that where we went?
Yeah, we went to Xavier Mike. Baseball.
Clear out, Tim earned it. That was well done, Tim. It was well done.
Hold on, I'm gonna get the record for you though. And wow, that was by the way, Bucks up 93-68 on the Bulls. Thank God.
Oh, you want to talk basketball real quick? Okay, yeah. we can talk to basketball.
Boom shakalaka.
NBA Jam. That would have been
How did we not
that bring that up?
Wait, hold on a second. Yep. That reminded me. My favorite story from this week was LeBron coming out and saying, "Man, this shit sucks. I don't want this to ever happen again." About not making the playoffs after initially not making the playoffs and saying, "I don't care. I get to go home and spend time with my family." So 2 days ago, he didn't give a shit. He got to spend time with his family. 2 days later, he's like, "Man, fucking this family sucks, man. I wish I was playing in the playoffs, man. Like, I'm missing."
Remember how hyped I was for Taco Tuesday? Not as much anymore. Get me back on the floor. Where's AD? Come on.
Like, I ain't about this not playing basketball in May to June life.
And the Nets got swept. KD and Kyrie are sitting at home. So KD immediately jumped on Twitter, not on a burner account, to talk shit. He called himself a god, which was super weird thing to do after being swept out of the playoffs in the first round.
No, hold on. Him saying that, is Kevin Durant the NBA's version of Kanye West? Like, I miss old Kevin Durant, who wasn't crazy, who didn't do all the shit that makes you just, like, cringe. Like, he's the NBA version of Kanye. Like, for real.
Wait, are you saying Kevin Kyrie is?
No, Kevin Durant. Because remember, we all loved, I don't give a damn about no Drake night. We used to vibe and love Kevin Durant. And ever since, like, those days, it's all been downhill. It's been finger pointing and blaming, calling yourself a god for losing. Like, what the fuck is Kevin Durant doing?
That's fair. That I can buy. I never liked Kyrie, and I've just grown to hate him even more. Like, who would have thought coming out of this season, everyone would be like, "Wow, James Harden made the right move for his career."
James Harden. I feel like James Harden is just the tainted cesspool, and this is just what's left behind after he left. He ruined KD and Kyrie in the same season.
Or he got there, realized Kyrie was going to ruin everybody around them, and got the fuck out.
That's a fair point. I did like Kyrie whining, saying, "Well, we haven't had time to gel." Bro, that's your fault. You could have gotten vaccinated and you would have had time
the entire year not gelling.
It's your fault you didn't gel.
I love crazy. That people are giving Steve Nash shit too for not like standing up for his players and being more of an actual like coach and being too much of a player's coach. And no one's really picked up on the low key shade that he threw at Kyrie, where he goes, "Well, you know, I get it for these guys. Like, Kyrie's been fasting. Hakeem did it, whatever. But, you know, Kevin's really worn out and came back from injury because he had to carry us to get to this point, aka because Kyrie's bitch ass wasn't around. Kevin had to put in 48 minutes a night for the last 4 months just to get us here." No one's picking up on that. No one's
saying excuse doesn't work when Jaylen Brown also was fasting.
But that's my point, right?
Get out of the Nets.
But no one's calling out and pointing to Steve Nash actually being a good coach and calling out Kyrie for basically putting it all in KD and then showing up for the play.
playoffs and still being like, well, but my belly, I'm really hungry, guys. My belly's empty.
Slept in the guest room every night and wonders why his wife cucked him. Like, what? Get the fuck out of here, Kyrie.
Tank said NBA Jam, hidden characters, big head mode, classic tagline. Oh, yeah. You remember playing as Bill Clinton in NBA Jam?
Hell yeah, I remember playing as Bill Clinton.
What a time to be alive.
All right, let me throw one last.
And Mookie still got to throw down on that
it's
shit.
True.
We still played our one-on-one in NBA Jam.
We're
going to get
actually,
the Boomer Circuit started. This is the kickoff of the Boomer
Circuit. I think we could go downtown and hit up that arcade bar downtown that should pay us money to talk about them, because I think they've got it there, and we could just throw it down right there in front of the people.
Nah, I'm going to go with that traveling version.
It doesn't exist anymore.
I'm going to go with that traveling version.
It doesn't exist anymore.
I'm going to go with my man.
Oh, it doesn't
I'm
gonna
close? Yeah,
well,
I'm going to go with my man.
It might still be the what was 18-bit, I think it was called.
16-bit. Oh, you mean 16-bit? That's what I was talking about. I was talking about 16-bit, yeah, Lewis. 16-bit close. Damn it. See, now that sucks, because I wish I would have known, because I bet you could have gotten a lot of those games on like massive discount.
I know some of them went to Pins, because that's like their
dude. Pins is solid.
I love
that's
big fan of Pins.
I gave you fuckers two more bits because I didn't even give a shit that it was 16 back then, you old bastards. 18, who gives a fuck?
Here's two more bits to throw you a bone. I can't let that slide for my man that knows about Micro Center, because we all know it's powers of two. 18, get out of here. Also, Xavier men's baseball 21-21, 5-4 in conference play. So you want to talk about turning it around now, Michael?
Playing a game of whack fuck here. Whack
fuck. Wait, that one's really good too. That one's a little
Phil petitioned to go join the Saudi tour, so that's going to be something to look forward to.
Really?
Yeah, Phil officially was like, "Listen, I'm going to go play in the Saudi tour. Can I have my release to go play?" So the PGA is now in their hands to release him or not. Also, look for Tiger playing in the Open coming up here soon. So we're going to have some golf news coming up. Also, everything else news: Mark Emmert done in the NCAA, but he is going to have. He's going to have a victory tour, though. He gets one more year. It's June of next year that he's retiring.
Unless they hire somebody sooner.
Of course, Mark Emmert would be like, I'm retiring next year. One more year of me, fuckers. Yeah, double middle fingers.
He's going with the Jeter.
You know who did it right, though, Mike? And we might need to hit that basketball drop. Yeah. We haven't even talked about the Nova legend that's walking away and opening the door for our boy Archie.
We talked about it last week.
We did talk about.
Anyway, moving on.
Dude, it like just happened. What do you mean?
It happened during the show last week. Moving on.
Tank said Arcade Legacy Bar Edition is killer in Northside. So maybe we got to check that.
That's a good plug. I hard agree with that.
Oh, wait. Is that? It's like a small joint. There's not a ton of space, but they got the bathrooms that have like all the old school comics on the wall.
I think so. I went there when they first opened. They actually had consoles there, which I was really excited about.
Oh, that's a good. The PC gamer was excited to experience the Stone Age
like the
Stone Age that
half.
We live in. He's like, look at what these losers used to use.
Look at these non-configurable components.
All right,
Line, did you?
We're running short on time. Real quick, Scott, what were you drinking? Would you bang it?
I was drinking Party On Darth, a black IPA. I'd fuck the shit out of it. It's good beer.
Mookie, what were you drinking? Would you bang it?
Killer Boots from Verboten Brewing. I would, but I deny it to all my friends the next day.
Tim had a cider. Tim, what cider were you drinking? Would you bang it?
Cider Guys, Zappies, and I'm going to be brand friendly and say I would take it out for the night. Yeah.
There you go. That's a comfy man right there. I was drinking Moped from New Image Brewing, and yeah, I would. Yeah, I mean, who am I? I'm not going to shoot.
Buy a nice steak dinner and definitely call her again.
And I would ask for her father's permission first.
Listen, Tim, thank you so much for hanging out with us
dude,
tonight.
Thank
that
you.
Absolutely fantastic. Give the people the plugs one more time where they can find Cincy Fear, where they can check you guys out.
Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, at Cincy Fear. Our website, Fear. FearCincinnati.com, and then like I said earlier, all our socials have a link for a giveaway. Please you know, hop in there so you get a chance to win a nice Secret Labs gaming chair. They're really nice. So but and yeah, thanks Yeah.
It's Cincy Fear with a Y, right? Too,
correct.
For the audio,
Cincy
folks.
Fear with a Y. Yep. That's yes. The correct way to spell it. I'll die on that hill.
Hell yeah, man. That's
everybody but Mike going to find y'all on Twitter.
Listen, Tim, thanks so much, man. Best of luck to the Fear. I'm looking forward to seeing updates and seeing that roster fill out. Hopefully see you guys start crushing it here soon. Also, you know, we'll talk about that podcast stuff. You know, we'll have a little.
We'll talk about this senior sticker while we're at it, too. I ain't joking. You guys think it's been a joke this whole episode?
Thanks.
We're like
Tim,
granny pick up them sticks.
Go check them out at Cincy Fear. Also, be sure to follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Craft B Sports. Like the show on Facebook, subscribe to YouTube, subscribe, rate, review wherever you get your podcasts. Shout out bellyupsports.com. Hit them up. Tons of great content. We will see you all next week. Cheers, everybody. We out.
We up.
Let's go, City.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Hi, I'm Maria.
And I'm Mike. And we're
Team Ready. Black Hills Energy knows your home is where your heart is. So they want you to be ready.
It's all about keeping you safe, prepared, and making your home as energy efficient as possible.
Everything from how to weatherize your home to how to stay safe during extreme weather.
Be ready for anything. Go to blackhillsenergy.com/teamready.